From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At this hour, an attack in Dhaka, back in Bangladesh. Police in Bangladesh say gunmen have opened fire at a restaurant in the diplomatic zone of the capital of Dhaka and have taken people hostage. The United States State Department confirmed on Twitter that a hostage situation is taking place at the Holy Artisan Bakery. That's in the diplomatic enclave. It urged people to shelter in place and monitor the news. Bangladesh has seen a series of attacks in recent months, most targeting bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, otherwise known as the AQIS, has claimed responsibility for many of these attacks. On Thursday, the United States declared the AQIS as a foreign terrorist organization and called its leader, Asim Umar, a specially designated global terrorist. State Department said the terrorist designations are meant to prohibit Americans from engaging in any transactions with the group or Umar. Designations also freeze any assets or property under U.S. jurisdiction that are tied to AQIS. Now, it was only yesterday that a Hindu priest was hacked to death in Bangladesh. It's the third Hindu temple worker to be killed in Bangladesh in recent weeks. There is still no indication, of course, whether or not the incident yesterday is tied in any way with what's going on in Bangladesh right now. The government yesterday launched a sweeping campaign to counter these attacks, arresting nearly 5,000 suspected militants. Human rights groups have condemned the arrests. Last week, a leading Islamic group in Bangladesh issued a fatwa or religious decree condemning terrorism and militancy, including attacks on non-Muslims. Now, we'll keep you updated on these events as we receive information.